1. To re-enter your access code. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining us, whether you are live or listening to the recording. Welcome. And know that whatever timing you chose to listen or re-listen to this too is perfect for you. So if you haven't already, now is a great time to make your way to a quiet place where you can either rest or sit or lay and be undisturbed. And let's begin here by means of breathing. Taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. And using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. And begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into the cushion below. So, as I focus in on the group energy in Mindscape, the imagery that I'm seeing is of, and maybe I've just been gardening too much, is a garden full of deep-rooted weeds. And there's some plants in there too. It's blooming nicely, but there's all these weeds that I'm focusing in on. And interestingly enough, when I ask where we're headed, it doesn't seem at all connected, but we'll see what comes up. So it's actually starting on the rectus abdominis muscles, which are very fire elements in orientation. And it's working on using those abdominal muscles as a mode of transport to get the energy circulating from your pelvis, from the sexual chakra, core energy, for those of you who've done free fall, up to the heart chakra, and then in through to the head. We're going to use a different conduit that's actually going to be the SCM, the sternocleidomastoid muscles, and if memory serves, we worked with them a couple sessions ago. As we open up this front body and get the energy circulating up the spine as well as up the front body. It's got this consciousness of feeling alive, like feeling electric. Okay, that's all linking into a part of the thalamus that deals with purpose and with goal setting. The thalamus is the center part of our emotional brain. It is like the grand central station. Nothing gets in or out of our entire brain without going through this guy. If the thalamus was in the solar system, it would be the sun. It's the central guy here. So we're working here with this masculine energy of having that purpose and setting the goals that are actually in alignment with you. So this is being defined by the consciousness of manifestation, which is very specific, not so much about you desiring something that would be totally out of the realm of attainability, but more so in line with you being in the flow of getting what it is that's already coming to you, but having that awareness of that's what it is that's coming your way. So it often feels like it's the other way around, like you have to work to get it. And this is actually reverse engineering it so that it can feel like effortlessness. Okay, it's linking into an active memory, and those are simply memories with emotional charges. We're actually working with the event of childbirth, and it's specifically of having the eyes exposed to bright lights. And there's this idea that your own brightness is blinding you. Okay, so it's linking into the sense of sight via the eyes. And we're working with those components that register the quality of light. Okay, so those components that register the light, it's like they're disorganized. They're not all on the same page. So we're simply running a coordination matrix on them to make sure that they are all in tune with each other and able to work cooperatively. And it's really working here with the discernment of collaboration versus competition. Okay, so perhaps there's even an area in your life where you're not seeing a situation as collaboratively as you could be, and it's looking and feeling more like a competition to you. It's all linking into the gallbladder meridian, and our gallbladder meridian, it is the one that works with decision making. It also works with the energy of discernment, and the essence that we're really focusing in on here is that of its courage. And it's being defined by saying the right thing and doing the right thing. So the courage to say and do the right thing. Okay, and that's linking into the gallbladder's partner. So, if the gallbladder was the husband, the wife is the liver. And the liver meridian, it makes things come together into a plan. And it also, like the gallbladder, carries anger energy. But interestingly enough, the part that we're working with is the muscle, tendon, ligament coordination that it does. And we're specifically working with the Golgi tendon organs in the knees. So we're headed to both knees, and we're working here with tuning in with a greater sensitivity to what it is the fear is, and then the feeling of that fear is actually going to be the releasing of it because we're linking it right into the large intestine. So I know a lot of you on the call are body talk practitioners, so just like you do diaphragm to intestines with clients, think of this as like liver to intestines. So it's using all the storage that's in the knees. And the liver meridian, although it doesn't classically govern the knees, it does travel right past the inside of the knees. And then it's carrying that energy up through to the intestines to release it. Okay, loves, we're going to tap here. So give yourself some slow deep breaths. Ah! Okay. So now we've got the spleen meridian lighting up. And the spleen meridian ruling our subconscious, our worry, our anxiety, our fears in a different sort of sense. The imagery that I'm getting is like it's congesting the thinking and it's not allowing for any clarity to actually reach the brain because there's all this weight in the body. It feels like the spleen meridian is just really weighed down and it's creating intellectual confusion, which can be really disorientating. So for that, we're actually going to, within the spleen meridian itself, run diaphragm, which helps to release any control and process any emotions and link it into the intestines to simply release, let go. And then also for the brain, for the intellect, for the mind, we're going to run diaphragm to intestines as well. And we're going to reconnect the brain to the small intestine meridian that is considered in many ways to be its counterpart. And just like we have a brain in our head, we have a brain in our guts. And we want these two to be on the same page with each other. And there's a past life popping up here. Now, in body talk, we don't typically think of past lives as you have ever lived before, you will ever live again. Rather that when a being dies, all their unresolved issues enter a giant pool. And when a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of those unresolved issues from a variety of different people. And the image I have is of a monk peacefully praying and then actually getting shot in both the stomach and the head. And it was rather out of the blue, feeling rather blindsided. It's being defined by this sense of not knowing who to trust. And there's also this feeling of being abandoned by God. Okay, so we're actually going to connect the crown chakra up through to that sense of you that discerns the essence of spirit, of the universe, of the divine, of God, of pick your name. And as I try to establish that link, there's like this sense of separation. There's like a bit of a substantial piece of plastic, kind of like a hard piece of plastic that's separating the two of them. Okay, and what seems to be blocking it is this identity of feeling fake, feeling like a fraud. And also like you feel like you have to be fake to get your needs met, and that you're just faking it to make others happy. Okay, so there's a whole schmozzle around that theme, and we're actually going to run a seedry on it for the next 4 days. So CADRI stands for C, circulation of all the basic healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our chi, our vitality, consciousness and awareness, down to the electrons, protons, solitons, and neutrons. And even including the balance, hormonal circulation, hydration that helps to absorb water and joy, and the balance of sensual and sexual energy. In particular, we're working with the sexual energy to create movement, to take practical action. Okay, and then we have the D is for defrag. Much like defragging a computer or a spring clean, it creates a massive reorganization so that all the stuff that doesn't belong can be removed and what needs to be addressed can be easily seen and reorganized. And then it can be used and resourced for maximum efficiency and healing. And then reevaluation and recontextualization, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And last but not least here, we have the integration and introspection. Let's back up to that reevaluation and recontextualization. Think of it as shifting those underlying belief systems to give a new perception, a new horizon, a new possibility, and to really create an openness and a spaciousness in which there can be room to change. So often the only thing getting in the way of actual change is this idea of thinking that there's no space for that to even be possible. So what if it were possible? And then integration and introspection to surrender, release, and let go. Okay, we're linking that all into the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is much like the heart of the brain. And it's going to ensure that this keeps running for the next 4 days. And we're going to tap here, give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay. We're headed next to the mid-thoracic spine area. We're working with the range of vertebrae between T4 and T7, so that's about the back of the heart, roughly. And we need to do an emotional release of grief. It's around this theme of if I change and I change my relationship to receiving in abundance, then I'll lose the essence of who it is I am. So it's simply opening up to allow for the chest to fully expand, and including that for the lungs and the heart to fully open. Okay, with the lung expansion, I'm seeing a nice deep inhale around taking life in fully. And with every breath, there's this simultaneously release of guilt on the exhale for having this openness. And it's addressing your belief system simultaneously. Success means I should be punished. As well as success means I'm bad. Okay, interestingly enough, that's all linking into the nostrils. Now, the nostrils have a few different meridians meeting up here, including the large intestine meridian and the stomach meridian. And there's this transition that happens between the two, and it's like at that point of transition from metal element, which is large intestine, into earth element, which is the stomach. There's a bit of a jam up. There's this congestion of anger. More specifically, it's irritation. And it's around all this perception of different obstacles, or the perceived people that are in your way, the perceived events that are in your way, it's the perceived limitations. Okay, so we're actually going to run a cellular repair here. So at the genetic level, it's restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. Yeah, we're also running a defrag, much like that computer defrag or that spring clean on the ability to, quote-unquote, sniff out new opportunities. Okay, it's linking into the top burner and the triple heater meridian, which rules our digestive process. And the top piece works with intake. So think of this as like the intake of food, as well as the intake of life experiences and the intake of any new experience or opportunity. There's a bit of stubbornness here in being able to have a more flexible viewpoint to see all the avenues in which acceptance can happen. And it's actually coming into the family matrix, the family unit, and there's a image of dad here saying, my way or the highway, kind of a stubbornness. And now I'm seeing mom pop up and going, okay, dear, in more of an act of people pleasing. So as we address the swing between the staunch stubbornness and the people pleasing, the two of them have formed quite an interesting contraction that we're just going to begin to unwind from the fascia here. And think of this as also taking place in that heart region, more towards the back body. Okay, now interesting. This is so cool. As that unwinds, so too is the lumbar spine releasing its alignment as well. So it's actually allowing for less of a fear posture, less of like a tucking in of the tailbone that was overly excessive, and one into that of a neutral alignment. And that in turn is opening up now the lower heater in the triple heater meridian, the area where we have elimination occurring throughout the digestive system. And we're working here with literally having the courage to let go of what's no longer serving. Defined by a releasing also the toxicity that has accumulated simply from wanting to hang on to things that you were hoping were good, but in essence weren't. It's also defined by two consciousnesses, one of relief and one of freedom. We're also working with the circulation of that consciousness of freedom through the heart meridian, through the heart center, and its energy fields, which is 60 to 100 times stronger than the rest of the entire body mind. Okay, so cool. We're tapping here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, looking really good. We're gonna head to the left elbow. We're actually working with more of the back of the elbow joints. And there's this consciousness here of, I have to do all the work. And we're going to run up permissions here to ask someone for help. Which is your homework. Okay, there is a second permission here of it being safe to receive help. And it's linked into both sit bones. Our ischium or ischial tuberosities, lots of names for these bones here that you sit on. And it's this idea of planting a whole new foundation. So again, it's really tying in with this collaboration theme from earlier of working not as a solo act. That's all linking into the seventh house, which is the house of relationships and partnerships. And we're working here with this sense of mistrust and working on finding the safety and trusting other people in both partnerships and relationships. So to address that, we're going to give it its own little body talk session. And we're starting with an active memory and addressing a fear of being disappointed. As well as a fear of surrendering responsibility. That's linked into the muscles that run on the upper shoulder here, most noticeably the traps. We're also going to run circulation of lymph, and that drains out our low self-esteem, toxins, gunk, waste that's no longer serving. And then we're going to run TMJ to SI reciprocal, so our jaw to the back of our hips. And it's being defined as opening up the back body, which does rule our, or is ruled by and governed by our masculine nature, regardless of gender. We all have about 50-50 masculine, feminine in us. And this piece is actually working with the very natural, healthy quality of the masculine, its focus, and its ability to be single focused, so single pointed in following the action that needs to be pursued. Versus getting distracted or trying to juggle too many things. Okay, now I'm seeing the head being carried in an anterior position, like the head is trying to lead the way. So we're working with this idea of thinking that you always, on the other extreme of being focused, need to dive in head first and be all in. So energetically, we're going to make sure that the ears are lining up over the shoulders. Feel free to take a look in the mirror from a side view, and at some point throughout your week, just continue to check in on that and notice where that alignment is for you. And how can you begin to gently encourage that opening of the front body and the chest and the heart to allow for the ears to come back and rest over the shoulders that are coming down. The back body. Okay, and with that new alignment, it actually creates a release of tension that's being placed between the diaphragm and the intestines. Being defined by the consciousness of releasing that gripping or that holding that's been here. Feeling like you're just hanging on by a thread sometimes. Okay, and then in parallel or at the same time to integrate this all, we're going to link cortices, which balances our nervous system throughout our entire body, mind, and all three brains, not just the one in our head, but also the one in our hearts and the one in our guts. And we're linking that into pancreas reflex points on the side of our left rib cage, about a hand's width down from our armpit. So it works with integration and really stepping into feeling embraced by the universe. Via taking up the sweetness and joy in life. And we're circulating that consciousness throughout the entire energetic body. And we're tapping here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, everyone, that's looking really good. And as I check back into that imagery, it's like the weeds have just spontaneously ejected themselves, and it's created more space for the flowers to continue to bloom in. Okay, loves, we are done for tonight. That's end of session. So you've got your homework of asking for help and checking in on your physical alignments. Okay, if you have any questions, comments, queries, please do let me know. And especially important as well to work with cortices and access if you're familiar with that set of routines during these next 4 days as you've got that repetitive formula running. If you have anything that I can help you out with or any feedback, I'd love to hear it. Open to all questions, answers too. And I want to say thank you so much for sharing this experience and this journey with me, for experiencing the highs and the lows, and for really going for it and exploring this in your lives with the homework and consciously committing to this exploration for yourselves. And I also thank you for that ripple effect that I know that that creates through all that you touch in your worlds. So thank you so much, everyone, and the pleasure really was all mine in this exploration, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you down the road. Okay, loves. Bye for now.